Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Getting from Santa's naughty list to his nice one. That's what we're looking at this Christmas season. Those lists are fictional, of course, but many people really are looking to change their behavior and their lives for the better. The Bible shows that this is indeed possible with divine help. And that's help we can count on, no matter how bad we've been. Consider the biblical character Jacob. Through less than wonderful means, including outright deceit, he gets the birthright and blessing that should have gone to his brother, Esau. Those were very valuable things in those days, and Esau is really angry. So angry, he says he's going to kill Jacob. Jacob hightails it out of town and arrives in a very desolate place. So desolate, he has to use rocks as his pillows to sleep on. But he has a very interesting dream, one in which he sees angels going up and down a ladder from God. He wakes up and realizes that despite his behavior and the situation he finds himself in, God is with him. He says, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. This is the gate of heaven." He's sure he can count on God's continuing care. He's sure God and the good we associate with God is with him. And that's true for people today, too. No matter how they've behaved, the power of good is right at hand, propelling changes for the better. May we all feel that divine power impelling us to be the best we can be. Amen.